Right now, we are joined by the head football coach at Syracuse, entering his fourth season at Syracuse, winner of four Conference Coach of the Year awards, led Syracuse to 10 wins, a bowl win, and a top 15 season last year. Good friend of the program. Syracuse opens up against Liberty August 31st. Dino Babers is my guest. Dino, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Mr. Rome, sir, how are you doing out there on the West Coast? How's my sun shining?
Man, it's so good, Dino. You know it's perfect. It's always perfect out here. How about you? How are things?
I'll tell you what, now the East Coast sun has been shining big up here in this upper state, New York. It's a beautiful day, about, I'm going to say 70, no humidity, mighty green, brother. It looks a little bit like Hawaii. I'm telling you, it's mighty green up here right now.
My man, I love that. I love that. Dino Babers joining us on the program. All right, so before we talk about your team, I want to ask you this. Earlier this month, you took a moment away from the team to be at your mother's 80th birthday party. This is noteworthy for a number of reasons, but most of all because you had not been at your mom's birthday since 1979. So what did it mean for you to be there this year?
You know, Rome, I tell you what, that was a really special moment. I mean, there's some stuff out on the internet, and she was tearing up like moms do. But sometimes people don't understand, you know, you go off to college, you do things. I've been wrapped up in football, and, you know, her birthday's August 2nd. When that day comes around, you're in camp. Well, the first time it happened, I was in 3 days. And about 2 decades later, I was in 2 days. Now these young men are in 1 days, and they think we're killing them. But, you know, we've got a one-a-day, and I had to go to my football team, and I asked them for permission and for them to vote on it to allow me to go to my mom's 80th birthday. I hadn't been there since 1979. The vote was close to unanimous, so I was fired up about that. And to go there and be a part of that with my brothers and sisters for her at that time, where she can really enjoy it, not that she's not going to go past that date. But, you know, got her on the dance floor, did some things. It was fun. It was exciting, and it was a special moment. And, you know, I got to thank my team so much for allowing me to do that.
I think that's awesome. Awesome that you had that time, and awesome that your team understands that. I mean, if you're going to preach family and the importance of family to your team, they obviously have a message which resonates with them if they voted near unanimously. So I like the way that all sounds. Syracuse head football coach Dino Babers is joining us. So you're coming off a season. You're coming off, in fact, an amazing season. You won 10 games. You won a bowl game. You were ranked in the top 50 at the end of the year. So when you look back on last year, and I know you're focused on this year, but if you took a moment and you look back on last year, what kind of thoughts do you have?
You know, I heard it from a really good friend. I'm not going to say the name. I heard it from a really good friend. He talked about, you know, when you're moving up the ladder as a coach, it's really it's kind of saddening. And I'm like, what do you mean saddening? He goes, well, you win a lot of games and then you move. And then you win a lot of games and then you move. And he says, you never get to hang around for the kudos of, you know, that you won a lot of games. And the first time we had an opportunity to go double digits at Eastern Illinois, we moved to Bowling Green. The second time we had an opportunity to go double digits at Bowling Green, we moved to Syracuse. And to be able to sit around after going double digits at Syracuse, it hasn't been done since 2001, and just to see, and this is not for the pats on the back, this is to see the face of the chancellor, the face of the administration, the face of the athletic directors, the face of the mayor, of the governor, of the community, of just the people that make this university and makes this town go, and how appreciative they are to be a part of something like that. And then to see the sales in the dome go turn on. We're almost sold out for every game. I don't think we're quite there. There are certain games we're sold out for. But I think we're almost sold out for every game, and the community is really backing this football team now. They had belief without evidence in the beginning. We wanted to give them something that they could be proud of, and hopefully we have, to where now that we can keep this thing sold out every day and every game, excuse me, and have the dome field advantage that we should have up here when you're up here in the north keeping the ice people away in Game of Thrones.
Dino Babers is joining us. There's so much good in that. Like, you had this amazing year, but you don't want to rest on your laurels. And you obviously, Dino, you've got some great, great lines. You had a great line about that. You said, we talked to our guys about, quote, so you can be like Vanilla Ice on our football team, you know, Ice Ice Baby, one hit wonder, okay? But we want to be like the Commodores, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Beatles, okay? Queen, you got to hang around, end quote. So as a program, how do you make that move from Vanilla Ice to the Commodores or the Beatles?
Let me say this, Jim. You are strong on your research. You are.
I love that quote, though, Dino.
That's exactly
such
what
a good quote.
That's a quote unquote. Put the little things in the front and the back. You know, I think the biggest thing that we're trying to do is we're trying to be a kid consistently good, not occasionally great. And if you've never done it and you haven't done it in a while, it's occasional. And you know, that's what everyone else is saying. You're like, I don't know what they're saying. Yeah, we know what they're saying. They're saying, hey, it was a blip. It was a happening. It was occasional. And that's exactly what it is, unless you come back and you do it again and make it consistent. And that doesn't mean we're going to do it. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. But the light is on. The high beams are on. Okay, we can see the deer standing out in the road. We know where it is. And we're trying really hard not to be occasional. And we're working really hard to become consistently good.
All right, so, Dino, I've had this conversation with coaches in the past, especially college coaches. In your opinion, what is the bigger challenge, turning something around and achieving success or maintaining that success and pushing past it?
Well, I would have to say for me, it's turning around to me does not seem like a difficult task. You know, even when I took this job, everyone was like, don't go there. There's no way you can win there. And my first thing is, well, why not? Why can't you win there? They won there before. The harder thing to me is keeping it consistent. When you look at the Nick Sabans, the guys that do it year after year after year after year, that's the harder job to do. But you got to get there first. It's hard getting there, but to consistently do it is the key, and that's what we're striving for. We want to be the best that we can be, and that's the high jump bar, and we've got to go get it. It's 7 feet, and we got to go get that thing.
Syracuse head football coach Dino Babers joins us. What about your quarterback situation in Tommy DeVito? He saw some action last year, but he's going to be the starter this year. Now that Eric Dungy has moved on, what excites you the most about DeVito? Is it his ability, or is it his leadership and intangibles?
You know, I really like his ability. He has some skills. I'm not knocking his leadership. It's one of those things, if you haven't, it's hard to say that, hey, you're the leader of the team if you haven't gone out there and been through it, the fires, for a whole year. Now, don't get me wrong. He came in, he played 4 times last year, and I would say he's 2-2. And he knows I would say that because he knows my personality, and I know his personality. But I want him to go out there where everybody knows what this guy can do. I've seen it in practice. He's waited his time. He's an outstanding prospect, and his time is now. And he needs to go and go grab it. And, you know, carpe diem, brother. Let's go. Let's go seize the day.
Carpe diem, brother. Let's get that day. Now, look, I know you're only looking to take it one day at a time, one game at a time, but you open at Liberty, then you're at Maryland, then you're at home against Clemson. You certainly could have had easier of ways of getting into a season. So how do you go about approaching that challenge?
You know, first of all, some of that has to do with the renovations that we're doing on the Dome. I can't remember the exact numbers, whether it's $21 million, $210 million. It's a lot.
Right?
It's a lot. That whole song about tear the roof off the sucker, you know what I'm talking about, Jim. I know how old you are. Well, they're tearing the roof off the dorm and the Dome, and they're redoing that whole doggone thing. And we have to go on the road early in the seasons to allow those guys to work from spring all the way through the summer. So not only is that going to be this year, but it's probably going to be the next 2 or 3 years we're going to have some away games early and then backload the home games late. Liberty's no joke. With Hugh Freeze opening up with him and the job he did back there in the SEC, and now we don't know what kind of players they're going to have. I heard there's a lot of transfers going back there. That's going to be a very difficult game for us. And then you've got Maryland with fabulous personnel. You know, they got fabulous personnel. They got Mike Loxley coming from Alabama. So now you've got another one of Nick Saban's guys branching off and doing the things and trying to do the things that they did at Alabama. That's going to be a very, very difficult, difficult task. Again on the road. And then when you get to the next one, the only advantage is that we're at the Dome, baby. And, you know, we have a tendency to play well there. And last year we were undefeated in the Dome. That'd be a heck of an accomplishment to do that this year. But, you know, give us 5 flat stones and a rock, brother. David versus Goliath. We'll see what happens.
Dino freaking Babers. Dino, before you go, I want to ask you about the way you relate to your guys. And I had Anthony Lynn on, as I mentioned, last hour. And he was telling this story. Well, I asked him about the story that after a couple of tough road wins, he made it a point to pull aside every single guy on his team, literally every single guy on the team, to tell them what they meant to him and their contribution to those wins. And he made the point also of saying, look, not all these conversations are easy conversations. Some of them are really tough, but but I wanted to make sure that every one of them knew how much I appreciated them. If you go back to the ACC kickoff last month, you used a term that came up when I was talking to the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt, Tim Corbin, recently. He referred to being a coach as similar to being a stepfather to his players. You refer to your players as my 105 stepsons. It's a special relationship. What do those bonds mean to you?
You know, I've been around a little bit. And I've probably seen a lot more than I'm going to see. I've seen more sunrises than I'm going to see. I've seen more sunrises than I'm going to see sunsets. And my biggest thing with men is men don't talk clear enough with each other. You know, we talk to our moms. We'll tell our moms anything and everything, okay? Our wives can get mad, but our moms know everything, okay? I think our wives know everything. I don't want to get into this marriage thing, but I know our moms know everything. And I just want men to be more truthful with men. And what I try to do with those 105 stepsons is I try to be deadly honest with them and not in a negative way. This is what I don't see. This is what you need to show me. If you show me these things, I'm going to be able to give you the things that you're asking for in this meeting, because we need more good players that can do these things. And I think sometimes just being that clear, that black and white, and those young men now, they're aggressive. So you're telling me if I do this and do this and do this, I will get this. And I'm saying, yeah, as long as everything stays the same and those other people you're competing with don't get a lot better, yeah, that's exactly what you're going to get. And it's almost like, you know, those hound dogs on a trail. You tell them what to go do, and if they're hunting dogs, they'll work that trail. And I think that's one of the things, even when you look around and you don't see all the 5 stars and the 4 stars that maybe we have on our team compared to other people, we get 2 stars and 3 stars to play up. And I think some of it is they just didn't know what they really were supposed to do before to maybe get to that 4 or 5 star level. And I think we work really hard at that. One other thing, Jim, that we do on Fridays is that our Friday, we have a team meeting before the game, and it's never about football. It's always about life. The whole week is about football. But the last thing they do on Friday, no coaches are there, it's just me and the strength coach. And that's with the traveling squad. And the last thing that we do is we talk about life the night before the game. Now, don't get it twisted. When we wake up Saturday morning, it's going to be about football. And before that talk, it was about football. But before you go to bed Friday night, we're going to talk about life. And hopefully in the long run, that we're going to have 105 stepsons every year that are going to be raising some other sons and daughters. And when it's all said and done, this place might be a little bit better.
Man, I hate when these interviews end. Dino Babers, head football coach at Syracuse, entering his 4th season, led them to 10 wins, a bowl win, and a top 15 season last year. They opened up against Liberty. In fact, Dino, I'm just going to stretch this thing out. I'm already late, and it's worth it. Let's go full circle. You mentioned...
You don't have enough time, and we've got everybody listening. Yo, you see your mom during the good times and the bad times. You see your mom in relationships with your dads. You know, sometimes you see good things, sometimes you see bad things. And then you go to her and you talk about these things, and it's amazing how she can turn a positive into a super positive and a negative into a positive. Because for her, it's about the family, and it's about things bigger than herself. And I think, and let me slow down a little bit. I think that when you always think that there's something greater than yourself, that you're always working towards the right goal, and you're here for the right reasons. It's not about you. It's about other people.
Dino Babers. They open up against Liberty on August 31st. My man, I appreciate you so much. That was so great to have you back, Dino. Thank you very much. I'm glad the sun is shining. There is no humidity. It's 70 degrees, and you sound awesome. Great to have you back, Coach.